Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. This episode, I keep touching on, but apparently not too many people want to hear it. So this episode is going to be all about how Child Protection Services is keeping quiet on the safety of children, and more specifically, like what's happening with Indiana DCS. Look what's happening in the Middle East, in Gaza. It appears that, if all reports are true, Hamas kidnapped women and children and either beheaded them, burned them, or raped them. And yet, we don't hear anything from Child Protection Services. Not one word. Not a statement saying that, like, Indiana Department of Child Services condemns the actions of Hamas. And we feel that the government should do everything they can to get those children, the women and children, back. But what have they done? Nothing. Look at, like, in the United Kingdom. I just came across something. And I'm going to tell you. They said, you know, the title is, it's WTF is this. There's no coming back from this.
Like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching. And I'll
sorry, folks. I want you to hear this.
There's warning signs everywhere. You know, the modern day American leftist keeps telling you how great Canada is. We should be more like Canada. Whenever they don't get what they want, what do they say? We're moving to Canada. Of course, Canada, the great liberal utopia, where words are illegal, where professors like Jordan Peterson are sent for re-education, where if you protest the wrong cause, your bank account will be frozen. They keep telling you that you should be more like Europe. Look at the UK. All right, well, leftists, I'm looking. And what I keep seeing in the UK is that these Brits didn't heed the warnings of George Orwell's 1984. They didn't take it seriously enough. And now across the country, it seems like people are being arrested or harassed by police. For what exactly? Thought crimes. For saying the wrong words. For hurting people's feelings. For being on the wrong side of an issue. Or being on the perceived wrong side by the government. We should be more like the UK. We should be more like Canada. Yeah, how about no? How about never? How about let's not join this slow march into leftist authoritarianism? We got another clip coming out of the UK where a woman is being, I think it can only be described as harassed by police, for praying in public and protesting as a pro-life advocate. We got some stuff to get into. Let's roll the tape. All right, folks, if you ever want to see a descent into dystopia, this is what it looks like.
Are you here as part of an organized protest?
No,
you're not. Are you part of a pro-life organization or pro-choice organization?
I am, but I'm not here in that capacity.
Okay. Are you protesting?
No.
Are you here to pray for the lives of unborn children?
It's a little bit leading, but no, I'm not.
Okay. Can your actions be carried out elsewhere?
I can pray elsewhere, but I want to pray here today.
Right. Why have you chosen the location here to stand?
You know this is an abortion centre that I'm standing outside of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you aware that there is a public space protection order in place here?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you aware that you're briefed?
Well, folks, you get the general idea. If you're trying to just peacefully protest something, this is going on in the United Kingdom. Now, I will tell you right now, each person has the right to choose how they want to live their lives. But if another person wants to protest, like abortion or something, it is their right to protest. Peacefully protest, even if it's just praying. You can't say, well, you can't pray there. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm offended. Get out. Get away. Or write laws where you're having to pay a fine because you decided to peacefully protest. But no word. No word on the women and children and what may or may not have happened to them. Mainstream media is not coming out with it. And state governments, all they can say is, you know, we're with Israel or with Hamas. And they're just going to support the government, and that maybe a small snippet says we're very sorry for what has happened to the women and children in the Gaza Strip. And then it's business as usual. In other words, they say, great, now that's over. Let's get on with the business at hand. Like they don't care. And maybe it's just me, okay? Maybe it's just me. But my thoughts are, if you're supposed to be protecting the children, that's also from terrorist organizations like Hamas. We can't say that we're protecting women and children and then do a small snippet and just blow it over as if it's nothing. Like it's an accident. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, let's go down the road. Let's get something to eat. Or, oh, we're going to be late getting to the hotel, or we're going to be late doing this or that. Because that's exactly what it sounds like. That's why organizations like state agencies, like the Indiana Department of Child Services, are being sued. And like I said, I have a lawsuit in it now. And I'm going to tell you. What we need to do is we all got to band together. We can't be doing this. Oh, you know, what do we do? How can we do this? How can we do that? Oh, you know, it's a big organization and I'm just one person. Well, what's a group of protesters but a group of individuals? That's all they are. But we're not supposed to look at it like that. What we're supposed to do is just shut our mouths, just fall in line. That's all we have to do. And let's just have business as usual. And that's exactly the way things have been going. Notice that they'll say, oh, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. That's always around election time. I believe he's a senator or congressman from Texas, Tim Horn. I remember he was going to go after the Texas Department of Child Services. Then you heard nothing. Looks like that guy's all talk and no action. Now, you'll probably say to me, why don't you do something? Well, if somebody can leave a message or in the comment section, when how do you feel about this episode? If you to tell me how to go about that, I will gladly do that. I will gladly set something up and protest in front of the St. Joseph County office of the Indiana Department of Child Services. I may even take it all the way to the Capitol building in Indianapolis. And we can protest right there. I'll find a way in which to get a permit to protest. I'll find out the process and I'll see how many people that is listening to this program will go down there and protest with me. because this is ridiculous. Women and children either being burned, beheaded, or raped. And that's just reports that I'm hearing. That Hamas, Boko Haram, I mean, what they're doing to these kids. And then you got agencies like DCS worrying more about their pocketbook, their bank account, than they are about what's going on with the children. Remember, they're going for the best interest of the child or children. Well, you see where that's going. So, I just wanted to get this out, because the longer this war goes on, the worse it's going to be. And especially for women and children. Fathers are doing the best they can to defend their families. But you know how CPS is. They panic. They chomp at the bit. They yell, holler, and scream. No, 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 no. The father can't be there. No, no, no. It's like they're saying, I forbid it. And for CPS local directors like Teresa Zornick, I say this. Why don't you somebody shove something up your ass or in your pussy? Do something to relax you. Because obviously, you would rather that these kids stay. For some kids, they're in abusive situations at home. And then others, they're in an abusive situation in the state. Parents who need help, they're not getting any help because it interferes with your bottom line, how much money you can get. Parents who need the help, they're at their wit's end. And maybe what's perceived as violence and abuse is nothing more than, what can I do to raise my kid where I don't have a knock at the door? Where I don't have Indiana DCS or CPS or whatever initials they want to give themselves. So parents can just relax, sleep peacefully at night, knowing that in the morning, little Tommy and little Susie are still there, and that they have the tools to raise their kids. I've said it before many times. Children do not come with any set of instructions. That's fun making the baby. But when the baby actually arrives, as my late parents would say, that's where the rubber meets the road. And then you're going, okay, yay, we have a new one. New little one. Now what do we do? It may be simplistic, but you listening to this podcast, you know what I'm saying is true. Where are the set of instructions? And where are the instructions from someone who's actually had children and things that work for them? Not someone who says, well, this works and that works, and yet they don't have children of their own. So, I think this administration should really get their heads out of their ass and ask themselves, okay, how can we protect the women and children? How can we keep families together where the father is included, where they don't have to worry that the father's going to be gone? And on a brighter note, at least in the state of Indiana, the General Assembly voted, and I believe Governor Holcomb is going to sign it into law, about child support. Now, I mentioned this before, but if economically the father or the mother, depending on who's paying, if they can't pay that, I mean, sending them to jail or prison, they passed a law a couple years ago where they're not going to send fathers or mothers or both to prison for back child support. But if there's another solution to this, it sounds like just adjusting the child support to where the father, at majority it's going to be the father, where he can pay the child support plus also make sure that he can see his kids. You may not think so, but if you're mad at the father, think about it. You're depriving that child of their father. And statistically speaking, kids who have contact with both the mother and the father grow up to be more productive citizens of society and also more well-adjusted children than those just single parent. So I think you should, this is my suggestion, get a hold of your state representatives, get a hold of your leaders, whoever they may be, either the governors, kings, whoever, and ask them, what are you going to do about helping to get the ones that have been kidnapped, especially women and children, get them home, get them whole, where it's the father and the mother and the child or children. Let's bring family back where the kids can be kids and not walking bags of cash, as Carlos Morales said. This is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And keep praying for the women and children who were kidnapped and who lost their lives in the Gaza Strip.